This is I Want You to Fuck Me with My Knickers On, written and read by Molly Moore. Stop, he says. What are you doing?
Taking my knickers off, I reply over my shoulder.
Well, don't, he responds, and I can hear the slight husk in his throat that tells me he means it. I stop what I'm doing, straightening the lace back over my hips and bum, and then turn to face him. Turn round, he mumbles, and I do as he asks. I roll my shoulders a couple of times and rock my hips side to side and arch my back as if I'm easing the tension of the day out of my body. The little of appreciation he makes in response, bringing a triumphant smile to my face. I love teasing him. I love inspiring his want for me. Come here. As I approach the bed, he tugs the sheet down, revealing his naked form, from which juts his hard cock. I go to reach for him, take his length in my hand, but he brushes it away. No, he states firmly, straddle me. I clamber up onto the bed and go to sit astride him, but he grabs at my thighs and pushes me. Not that way, the other way, face away from me. I don't know why. Something about his instruction makes me twitch, and I can feel that heat between my thighs building. I lean forward on the bed and throw one leg over his hips and then lower my bum down slowly, gently, over his groin, covering his hardness with the gusset of my panties. He groans as I settle into place, and I can feel him twitch beneath me. Fucking hell, he mumbles as he grabs my hips and encourages me to glide back and forth along the length of his shaft so that I am basically dry humping his erection through my knickers. A needy little moan escapes my lips as he digs his fingers into the flesh on my hips. What do you want? He asks, and I don't have to look around to know he is grinning. He knows what I want. What I need. Your cock, I reply. Well, you can have it, but only if you keep those knickers on. It takes me a moment to realise what it is he is saying, what he is asking for. He wants to fuck me with my knickers on. A smile spreads across my face, and I don't hesitate. I reach down between our bodies and slide the fabric to one side so I can guide his thick, cock between the folds of my cunt. I hover over him for a moment, enjoying the sensation of him nudging at my opening and how these knickers make me feel sexy and desirable, but then he growls and grabs at my waist, pushing himself up into me as he pulls me down hard onto him. I cry out at the harsh intrusion. He grips my hips tighter. Later, I find the red marks from his fingers dotted across my flesh. But right now, my mind is focused on this moment and all these sensations. I start to rock my hips as my body yields to his cock being buried deep in my cunt. He loosens his grip, letting me set the pace. I lean forward slightly, embrace my hands on his thighs, and start to roll my hips back and forth on his dick. Grinding and rolling, playing with the different sensations of him pressing up inside me and the drag of the material rubbing tight against my labia. I am fucking him with my knickers on. He tells me to touch myself and he lets out a little growl when I shift my weight and thrust my fingers into the front of my knickers. My clit is a hard little knot of flesh in the slick folds of my cunt and I rub at it with my middle finger in just the way I like. No one can rub my clit quite like I can, and I love that he lets me direct my own pleasure in that way. In fact, right now, I am the one taking. I am using his cock for my pleasure, and he's letting me. I know he is reveling in the view,
taking what he wants from the moment too. But for right now, I am the one chasing my orgasm. Every now and then I feel his fingertips following the lines of the ribbon on my knickers, and he mumbles "fuck" under his breath numerous times as I rock and grind against him. His breath hitches when the walls of my cunt tighten and grip at his length, and when my orgasm finally rips through me, his growled "fuck" tells me that this is working for him too. There is a moment where we are both just breathing. My hips roll slightly, just keeping up a slight friction between our bodies, but mostly there is a stillness as we savour, and then he is shifting beneath me, using his strength to tip me off my perch and climbing to his knees on the bed. He grabs at me, twisting me round and pushing me forward onto all fours, and then pulling me back towards his body as he moves forward towards mine. His fingers fumble against the fabric of my knickers, brushing against my labia and also briefly across my clit as he grabs at the flimsy material and yanks it to one side. He thrusts into me from behind in one swift, firm motion, and now it is him chasing his orgasm, rutting himself into the core of my body over and over in a quest for his own release. I'm a vessel for him to take pleasure in, and I love it. I love his need and desire and his loss of control. He has one thing on his mind and he is going to get it. He comes quickly, all that has gone before edging him closer and closer to his own climax. He grunts at the sensation, burying himself in one final time as he empties his balls deep into my cunt. We slump down on the bed beside one another, him on his back next to me, me on my front, propped up on my elbows. I smile at the sight of him, eyes closed, sweat clinging to his forehead and upper lip, his chest rising and falling as he gathers his breath. He is a beautiful sight like this. Eventually the need to pee has me slipping from the bed and heading to the bathroom. As I return, he is back almost where I first found him, under the sheet, reclined in the pillows. But this time when I go to slide my knickers off, he says nothing. Instead of discarding them, I end up dangling them from one finger and wafting them in front of his face. "You like these new knickers then, I take it?" "You know I like lingerie," he responds. "I know, but these seem to be particularly to your liking." He contemplates me for a moment, and then the knickers, which I am still dangling in front of his face. "Carry on like this, and I might make you put them back on again." I laugh as I finally cast them aside and crawl into the bed next to him. "But you're right," he finally confesses. "I do particularly like those ones. They frame things so very nicely." If you enjoyed this story, you can find more of my work on mollysdailykiss.com and more audio porn on girlonthenet/audioporn.